First of all, I just want to. We have these two sugyas. The sugya of Amud, the Rabbah says it's not a mechitza ani keres. Doesn't seem to be any ambiguity about that. But then you have the sugya about Shvas Agag, where it's not so clear. Rav Huna says that you don't say good asik, but Nachman Tzipeku, whether we should say good asik, according to Rabbanim. Maybe it's Machlekes should say good asik, maybe everybody should say good asik. By Shvas Agag, it seems to be a much higher level of ambiguity. Which do we shine with? Ask? You know, which do we shine with? Ask that. So, shine with dress that. So, Taisus, the Rambam, the Rishon, they say that Shvas Agag is more of a lechitza nikeres, but it's nikeres for the people in the bais. In there, Rav Ben Ahar, he has different dibur. He says that Shvas Agag is a lechitza nikeres. But the baya is the shayla of the sugya of Shvas Agag is that maybe you need that the mechitza should be yosek tzas lamala. So it will be tempting to say that, and I sort of said this yesterday. Tempting to say that Rav Ben Ahar is the Shittosai in the following sense, that we already saw that the Machlokes Rishonim in the Pesukim of Amud itself, and the issue of Mechitza Nikeres itself is Mechitza Nikeres a Sukkadika problem. So there are places, there are Bam, the Rashba, the Rich, but it's a Sukkadika issue. Sukkun is that Mechitza Nikeres. The Ramban, the Ran says in the Tfameis Kein Diro, it's a Sukkadika issue. And the other hand of Rav Ben Ahar says, no, it's a good asik issue. It's a generic issue of good asik. That to say good asik, you need a mechitza and keres. So it would be tempting to say that they go with the shitasa. If you hold like Tosfos, like the Rashba, like the Ritva, that it's a sukkadik issue, mechitza and keres. That in order to be a sukkah, you need a mechitza and keres. So then, it makes a lot of sense to say that Shvas Agag is a mechitza and keres. Because it's nicker that it's l'shem. I mean, it's easy to say that Shvas Agag is not a mechitza nikeres, because if you're in the sukkah, it's not a mechitza nikeres. From the point of view of the sukkah, it's not a mechitza nikeres. So it's in that nicker that it's l'shem dira of the sukkah. So the topic of the sugyo can be, is a Shvas Agag called the Mechitza Nikeres or not? It's more, I mean, we have, again, it's a matter of degree. It's more Nikeres, it's Nikeres Tomato, but it's not Nikeres Tomalo. In the sukkah, it's not Nikeres. In the Vais, it is Nikeres. So it's worse than a regular Amud. Amud is not Nikeres at all, the Shendira. Shvas Agag is somewhat Nikeres. It's Nikeres in the house. It's not Nikeres on top. And that's the issue. That's why Amud is for sure no good. Shvas Agag is a thing. Because it's all under the same heading. Same problem of Mechitza Nikeres. Now, she ain't going to go like a Rav and a Rambam, like a Chaim and a Rambam, that Mechitza Nikeres is a generic issue in a Mechitza. That a Mechitza, it's a generic issue in good asik. That every Mechitza, in order to have good asik, needs to be a Mechitza Nikeres. So then, the Chayyim, the Yashrus is, and the Chaim says this Befeirish, that a Shvas Agag is 100% the Mechitza Nikeres. Because if it's not a particular sukkah issue, then there's no particular priority to being nikeres b'teicha sukkah. Is this mechitza mechitza nikeres? Is it be'etzem a mechitza nikeres? It doesn't matter. We don't have to privilege the point of view of the sukkah. We're talking about good asik in generic terms, in general terms. Does this mechitza have good asik? Well, the mechitza nikeres has good asik. Is this a mechitza nikeres? Sure, it's a mechitza nikeres. There are people who live right inside of this mechitza, so it's a mechitza nikeres. Of course, it should have good asik. What's the why did it take even? Why isn't we have a suffix about Shvas Agag? Says Rav Ben Ahar, because it's a different issue. That maybe in order to say good asik, the mechitza has to be the mechitza has to be yotzei l'toich l'reshus that it wants to be matir. But it's nothing to do with mechitza nikeres. I think that's not entirely true. Even if you're a Rambam and a Rambam, this svara that Rambam and a Rambam creates, that makes this the issue by Svasagag. Svasagag is really a Mechitza Nikeres. It's not solid. It's people live inside. It's a Mechitza Nikeres. But the Gemara suffix is that maybe you need the Mechitza should be Yoysik Tas Lamalim and Agag. But that business about being Yoysik Tas Lamalim and Agag is itself related to the issue of Mechitza Nikeres. It's professional in the lesson of Rambam and a Rambam that that's related to the issue of Mechitza Nikeres. He says that's maybe you need that it should be Nikeres, that it's Yoysik Lamalim and Agag. Meaning, maybe even though he holds that mechitza nikeres is a generic issue, it's not a sukkadik issue, it's a gudasikdik issue, but there's still a svara to say that maybe the svasagag, maybe the mechitza has to be nikeres in the reshus that you want to be makir. You want to use this mechitza with gudasik to be matir, to be makir for the reshus that's on top of the roof. So there's a svara to say that maybe the mechitza, in order to say gudasik, maybe the mechitza has to be nikeres a little bit within the reshus that you want to be matir, namely the rooftop. So he himself says that it's also a mechitza nikeres kind of issue, and it's muchach and cheshbon, because if this business about being yotzei tzas was nothing to do with mechitza nikeres, it was some totally unrelated issue that was just now being invented in this second sugya, then we would have a problem. Why did Rava have to say be'amud that it lacks a mechitza nikeres? Typically, that it lacks in being yotzei al svasagag. Kochel, but that's nichlal in divrei Rava that you need a mechitza nikeres. So we lose sort of this. I'm going to say this again because I see I'm not saying it clearly, but let me get it through to the end and then I'll maybe try to make it clear. So the easy lishitosi is really not here. Even according to Rambam and Rambam, the svara about being yotzik tassel svasagag is a mechitza nikeres to the svara. So that's takanat. That lishitosi you don't have. But there is, I think, a degree of lishitosi here, and that's as follows. If you learn like the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ram, this is the main thing they want to say. If you learn like the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ram, that mechitza nikeres is a sukkadik svar. So then, what's the poshut svar? What's the a priori svar? The more obvious svar is a bias svasagag, where the mechitza is from a bias. Is that yes a mechitza nikeres or not a mechitza nikeres? Really, it's a take. But which is the tzad that's more obvious, and which is the tzad that needs more explaining? The push of the story is that it's not a mechitza nikeres, because we're talking about sukkah. To then in a sukkah, they need a mechitza nikeres. From the point of view of the sukkah, l'chayra, the amud, is the same as the bais. But you see the Gemara, that it's not the same exactly. You see that one is different than the, that one is push that it's no good. The amud is push to rabba that it's no good. And by the bais, it's a tekum. So you have to explain why bias should be less than an amud. So here, the Rishonim expend energy. Chaisus, the Rashba, the Ritva, they expend energy to explain that no, there's a mokum to say that a bias maybe is not a mechitzanik, that maybe a bias is a mechitzanik keres. Because even though it's not nikeres b'seicha sukkah, but it is nikeres b'seicha bias. So the explanatory energy has to be to explain why a bias might be a mechitzanik keres, which is what these Rishonim do. And the other thing, if you hold like a Rambam and a Rambam, that mechitza nikeres is really nothing to do with hilchos sukkah. It's an issue. It's a good asik issue. That a mechitza, in order to have good asik, you need a mechitza nikeres. So then, what's the more obvious svara a priori? The svara is shoyna. We're looking at a bias. Is a bias a mechitza nikeres or is it not a mechitza nikeres? The pashut svara is that it is a mechitza nikeres, because who cares? It's not nikeres in the sukkah, but it's nikeres b'teich a bias, and we're not talking about sukkah de kalokas. Talking about a generic issue in Hilchis Mechitza, that to say good asik, you need to have a Mechitza Nikeres. Well, this is a real good Mechitza. This is a great Mechitza. It's a Mechitza of a bias. Maybe there's 100 people who live inside this Mechitza. So the a priori svar is that a lot of Mechitza Nikeres, and you ought to say good asik. So what needs to be explained? What needs to be explained is why does it sound like a Gemara not? Why is it a taker? Why is it a topic that maybe don't say over here good asik? So that's what needs to be explained. So, but you know, and that's how it happens in Rambam and Rambam. He needs to come up with an explanation. A new explanation of why a bias might perhaps not be a mechitza nikeres. Well, you know, it might not be a mechitza nikeres because maybe we could come up with a new idea that a mechitza nikeres is not enough that the mechitza is nikeres in itself. Maybe the mechitza has to be nikeres inside of the reshus that is coming to be matir. So I need it to go up at least a little bit into the reshus that is coming to be matir. So that's, I think, where the lishitosam lies. about it, both sukkahs are connected. They're both sukkahs that have to do with mechitza and ikeres. Otherwise, you're going to get into problems, the cousin of your problems. But the difference between the other Rishonim and the Rav Menahar is what's the Svara Rishonah and what's the thing that needs to be explained. The Svara Rishonah is that a bias is not a mechitza and ikeres. It's in the sukkah, it's not an ikeres. They have to explain that maybe it still is. And in the Rav Menahar, it's just the opposite. Okay, that's not the main thing I want to talk about there, yeah.
By a mechitza of Shabbos, why would you need that mechitza
nikeres within Tzara? By a mechitza of Shabbos, again, point to a Rambam, even by Shabbos, you need a mechitza hanikeres. Yeah, point to a Rambam, what would be the nafkamina?
Why do you need it? What's the purpose? It's still going to be...
Yeah, in which case? Tell me a case.
According to a Rambam, you know,
okay.
Even when it's not fully on top of the gag, shouldn't it still be considered a
Rishus Hayochid? It is a Rishus Hayochid, because Rav Menahar holds that to be a Rishus Hayochid, you don't need the mechitzas to go into the airspace of the roof at all, because the mechitzas are greater till their top, and the rooftop is even with the top of the mechitzas, and that's enough to make the top of... Yeah, the Chaim. The Rav Chaim says in the Rambam that he says you look in the Rambam and look at Shabbos. There's no, the Rambam never mentions Gedasik anywhere in the Shabbos. Chaim speaks to that befamish that according to the Rambam, which is basically Rambam, at least Rav Chaim is the same as Rambam. He says befamish that's one of Rav Chaim's rayas. This whole mahal from the Rambam. He says that you look in the Rambam and all of Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't mention anything about Gedasik. In the Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam has Gedasik. When he explains it in the Svasagag, the Rambam talks about Gedasik. He says by Shabbos you never need it. In the Chaim you never need it. But if you would need it, then it would have to be. Then we would have the same take with it. It would have to maybe be Yitzhi, you know, a little bit.
Why is everybody saying that the mechitza has to go a little bit up the roof is a din of mechitza nikeres? If Rabbi's whole cheshbon is that, if so, Rava would have said. If there was another halacha that needs to be Yitzhi, Rava would have said it.
Rava would have said it. Rava just said it. Abai said it's good. Rava said no good because of mechitza nikeres. Why didn't they say? But why was there no siyaksus in Rava? That is a different issue. It's not yet. It's not boiled. And for the fact that Rava didn't say it, we should be patient to buy, and we should be patient to take. You see that this is not an issue. Rava never made it an issue.
Do we know that Rava wants to speak with Davka Rabban, not Yaakov? Maybe Rava holds like Kirsten.
No, we don't hold like Yaakov. Nobody passes like Yaakov. Nobody does. And anyway, even in the take, who was the machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabban is in the Jemden. Spasagak is a different issue. It's a different take, not the machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabban Pashtus. So it's machlekes that the suffix as fasagag is a suffix whether you say gedasik or not. It's not the pshutay. It's not the we talked about yesterday. Talked about it again today. But let's say with both from pshut. According to Rav Nachman, the machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabban is ben sagag. Svasagag has nothing to do with the Yaakov and the Rabban. It's not a suffix. Do you say gedasik? Do you not say gedasik? What's the suffix? In order to say gedasik, does the machlekes have to be gedasik? Zach and Rava didn't talk about that. Let's be patient. See, Rava didn't talk about it.
How do you know that
Rav is specific? Who is he taking?
What?
Rav Huna. So then even worse, if Rav holds like Rav Huna, then the halacha for sure you need that should be boiled.
Right, but Rav wants to say.
Rav wants to say even Rav Yaakov. Why should he want to say even Rav Yaakov? But we can bring that even from Abaya. Abaya said it's good because Abaya doesn't hold for mechitzas and nikaras. But what happened to this other problem? And Rav and Abaya only argued mechitzas and nikaras. What happened to this other problem of being boiled? Al Kachach said being boiled is itself a mechitzadika problem. It's a mechitza nikeres problem. It's a bigger chiddush than a regular mechitza nikeres. It's a bigger chiddush that this you also need. But it's fun. And the lashon of the Rav Menahar, I don't remember it verbatim, but the lashon of Rav Menahar is beferish that you need it should be boiled. It talks because you need a certain. What's the lashon? I don't have it here. But his lashon is beferish that this business about being boiled as fast as a guy derives from the issue of mechitza nikeres. But it's a bigger chiddush. That's a push that we need this, that we need a shiri boiler. Maybe it's enough that the mechitzah nikeres down below. But etzem, it's a mechitzah nikeres. In Rava's case, it's not a mechitzah nikeres at all. Rava says, that's for sure. No, look, it's not a mechitzah nikeres. Here we have a bias, it is a mechitzah nikeres. But the Rava's a suffix, maybe mechitzah nikeres requires that not only is the mechitzah but etzem nikeres, but it should be nikeres in the reshus that it's coming to be mine. So it needs to be boiled a little bit up, that it should be nikeres in the reshus that it should be coming to be mine. Okay. I want to now. Yesterday, the latter part of the year, we got involved with the following issue, trying to make it clearer. The Gemara, in two places, in the Shakta V'Taya, you have to clear the Shakta V'Taya of the Gemara of Amud. So let's maybe just run through first the Shakta V'Taya of the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon by a Gag. The Gemara has a Braisa, somebody who's known as Dalit Kondesim. Where I take for granted is talking about a Gag, even though the Braisa itself doesn't say the word Gag, but apparently that's a given that we're talking about a Gag. And it's Machlokes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon. If Yaakov says it is a Machitza, the Rabbanon say that it's not a Machitza. You might really need a marker. We've got this trouble to go to the office and get a marker. But in the like this tree. So we have Machlokes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon. If Yaakov says that it is fixed to Kuzchera, the Rabbanon say that it is Sula. In the Gemara, that there's two different cases. There's a case of Emsagag and there's a case of Sfasagag. The Emsagag is no good asik, it's a Dyendinik issue. A Sfasagag, besides the Dyendinik issue, there could be a good asik issue. And so that was a discussion. Where is the Machlekes? What's the location of the Machlekes between your Yaakov and the Rabbanim? Puna says the Machlekes is talking about the Emsagag. Sorry, Puna says the Machlekes is. It was joking. Here's a Gag. We have a Machlekes between Yaakov and Rabbanon. Yaakov says Sula. And Rabbanon says Shem. Now, there's two places where this Machlekes might be taking place. The Machlokes might be here on Sfasagag. That's the opinion of the Puna. The Machlokes might be Be'emtsagag. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. Which way is it more likely to be good? Sfasagag is the better case, because there you have the added factor of Gerasik. So, which way in the Moshul would be Koichli just to... Which way is Koichli derabonah? Koichli derabonah. Where is it a bigger Chiddush that derabonah passed along? Sfasagag or Be'emtsagag? Sfasagag. So this direction is Koichli derabonah. And this direction is Koichli derabonah. A component, we have this Machlekes in Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Where is the location of Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yaakov? And the way the Gemara initially presents Rav Huna, Rav Huna says Machlekes al Sfasagag, Be'emtsagag is for sure no good. It's for sure no good. Nobody holds from Jem. It's a Machlekes about Gadas. Rav Nachman says, no, Machlekes is Be'emtsagag, and it's Machlekes about Yemen. The Gemara is a Sufik, what's the Pshad, what's Rav Nachman saying? Is Rav Nachman saying Machlekes is even Be'emtsagag? But it's also al-Sfasagag? Or is Rav Nachman saying the Machlekes is only Be'emtsagag, but Sfasagag is for sure good? According to everybody holds from Gadas. The Gemara remains to take. And Rav Huna is no Sufik, please. Rav Huna was clear. He said, Machlekes al-Sfasagag, but Be'emtsagag, divrei ha-peil psula. The Gemara then brings a Braisa. That second Braisa, it talks about Oretz. It says, Mecheir, that Oretz is Mechleikis of Gakim and Rabban. So that certainly is against what Rav Huna said, that Be'emtsagag is no Mechleikis. Here we have explicitly a Mechleikis Be'emtsagag. The way he asks, Lema Tevet Yufta de Rabbuna Betaita. Because from the fact that the Braisa talks about Oretz, maybe there's an implication. Why did the Braisa talk about Oretz, which is Emtsagag? In the Koichan der Rabbanon, it would have been better to talk about Sfasagag. So the Braisa should have talked about Sfasagag, not Eretz, should have talked about Gag and Sfasagag, to tell me Koichan der Rabbanon. from the fact that Baisa didn't do it, Saraya, that Tzfas Agag is, that Tzfas Agag is talking about a machlokes, is for sure good. In which case, that's against Rav Huna, even in regard to Tzfas Agag, because Rav Huna said Tzfas Agag is a machlokes, and here it's Muduik, that Tzfas Agag is Ksher L'Kulei Alma. And you guys, Doicha, then no, maybe Loilam, the machlokes is Ben Bezu, the machlokes both Ben Sagag and the Tzfas Agag. The Braisa talked about Oris, which is Emes Agag, the Talmi Kochid Rabbi Yaakov. But really, there's a machlokes be'emes agag, and likewise a machlokes al tzfas agag. So therefore, even though Rav Huna is partially Tosef, because Rav Huna claimed there's no machlokes be'emes agag, and that's clearly not true, but the other half of Rav Huna, that there is a machlokes al tzfas agag, that could still be salvaged. That's the end of the Shakir with Haile we're talking about. So in the course of this whole Shakir with Haile, there were two places, two times, where the Gemara mentioned the possibility that Ben Bezu, machlokes, and Rav Yaakov and Rabban are arguing both be'emes agag and al tzfas agag. We had it first in the within Rav Nachman, when the Gemara had a suffix in Rav Nachman. Is Rav Nachman saying the machlokes is only ben sagag, or is the machlokes ben be'em sagag, ben b'svas sagag? So then we have the more entertaining possibility that the machlokes in both places. Then we have it again in Rav Huna, when the Gemara said, the Gemara thought maybe Rav Huna was itoisiv in the em sagag, but is he itoisiv in what he said about there being a machlokes al svas sagag? Maybe the Bryce is mashma that there's no machlokes al svasagag. No, maybe ben bezu machlokes, and therefore Rav Huna is not itoisiv in svasagag. So these are two places in the Shaklatari in the Gemara, in the Mahalath of the Gemara. The Gemara raises the possibility that ben bezu machlokes of Yaakov and Rabban are arguing both ben sagag and al svasagag. And in both places, it's not clear what the Gemara means to say when it's suggesting that Rabbi Yaakov and Rabban are arguing both the emsagag and the svasagag. There are two ways to understand it. We could understand that the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yaakov and Rabban have a double machlokes. They have a machlokes the emsagag in the issue of diyamdin, and they have a machlokes al svasagag in the issue of gorasik. And that's what it means, ben bezu machlokes. They argue the emsagag in the emsagag issue, and they argue the svasagag in the svasagag issue. And Rabbi Yaakov and Rabban are arguing with two different halachas, two different lumdasin, two different issues in lumdas. Or we could say that that's not the shat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says ben bezu machlokes, it doesn't mean that they're arguing about two different issues. They're arguing only on one issue. They're arguing on the issue of Yemdin. But the Gemara means when it says that perhaps ben bezu machlokes, it means that the machlokes about Yemdin is relevant not only be'en sagag, but it's relevant also al svasagag. Because nobody holds from good asik. And therefore, the issue of Yomdin is important not only Bam Sagag, but it's also important Tal Svasagag. It's not preempted by good asik. Maybe that's what the Gemara means when it says Ben Bezu Machlokes. Meaning, it's one Machlokes, the Machlokes is about Yomdin. But we're asked, if everybody held from good asik, then the Yomdin Dikka Machlokes would be limited to Bam Sagag. But if nobody holds from good asik, then the Yomdin Dikka Machlokes extends all the way to Svasagag. So there's two different ways to translate the words of the Gemara of Ben Bezu Machlokes. We present Nechel Kuravi Kvegi and Chazanish. And the Etzem, each way we run into a problem. If we understand that Ben Bezu Machlokes means that they, you know, the terminology of it. If we understand Ben Bezu Machlokes means that there's taka two Machlokesim, two separate Machlokesim, a Yomdin Dikka Machlokes Ben Sagag. By the way, there's a Nachmina Lahalocha between these two understandings. What's the Nachmina Lahalocha? When we say Ben Bezu Machlokes, again, it might mean that they have two different Machlokes in Olamas. They're arguing about Yomdin and they're arguing about Gerasik. Might mean, no, they only argue about Yomdin. Gerasik's for sure not here, but they argue about Yomdin, but Yomdin is relevant even al Svasagag. What's the nafmina l'halocha between those two understandings? Either way, l'maisa, they argue al Svasagag and they argue ben Sagag, so what's the nafmina l'halocha? If there's no tefach. If you have Svasagag, but the poles don't have a tefach, so if they have a machlekes and Gerasik also, so then according to Yaakov, it'll still be good, because you could invoke Gerasik. If on the other hand, nobody else from Gerasik, Ben Bezu Machlokes just means that the Yomdin Dikka Machlokes extends to Svas Agag, because there's no Gerasik to get in the way, to preempt it, so then it only works within Yomdin. For Yomdin, you need a Tefach. So Rabbi Feger points that out. That would be the Nafkamina between these two understandings of what Ben Bezu Machlokes means. So let's see. If we learn that bebezu bebezu machlekes means that there's only one machlekes in lamdas. It's a genderdika machlekes. There's really only one machlekes, but the machlekes continues all the way to Sfas Agag, because nobody holds from Gerasim. So then, then we'll be Mardiyot to follow. The Gemara is Sofik and Rav Nachman, right? The Gemara, what's the takeaway of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, Be'emsa Gag Machlekes. You don't know what that means. Does it mean Be'emsa Gag Machlekes, but I'll Sfas Agag, give you a Kol Kshayr, because he said Gerasik? Or does it mean Be'bezu, Be'bezu Machlekes? Now, the Chayra, a priori, as I talked about yesterday, a priori, there's really three possibilities. The Gemara only mentions two possibilities. The Chayra should be three possibilities. Because in theory, there's three possibilities. Rav Nachman says, Be'emsa Gag Machlekes. So it might be, Be'emsa Gag Machlekes, but I'll Sfas Agag, everybody else from Gerasik. It might be Be'emsa Gag Machlekes, but I'll Sfas Agag, nobody holds from Gerasik. It might be that Be'emsa Gag Machlekes, and they also argue about Gerasik. So the Chayra is three stodim, but the Gemara only has two of the three stodim. Why does the Gemara only have two of the three stodim? So that depends. If Bebezu, Bebezu, Machlekes, this is what I went to yesterday, just three possibilities. Maybe we'll put them up on the board again, just to be clear. Possibility number one, L'kuli Alma is Gerasik, which means that Al-Sfas Agag, Tibia Kol Kshayra. Possibly number two, L'kuli Alma, Lekha Gerasik. So therefore, Sfas Agag, it'll just be a gender issue. And possibly number three, that Gerasik is a machlekes. Nechaku, between Gerasik. And the issue that we're discussing is that the Gemara says two possibilities. The Gemara says it could be that Sfas Agag, Dibri HaKol Kshayra, which possibility is that? That's clearly A. The Gemara says, or it could be, that Ben Bezu Machlekes. Which possibility is that, B or C?
Either one.
Well, that's what we're arguing. That's the issue. That's our issue. It might mean B, that nobody holds from Gerasik. Ben Bezu Machlekes means that Yondim Dika Machlekes extends to Sfas Agag. It might mean Ben Bezu Machlekes that they also argue about Gerasik. So that's exactly what we're not sure about. Is the Gemara articulating B or is the Gemara articulating C? Well, here's the problem. If the Gemara is articulating B, this is the Chazon Ish's understanding, that Ben Bezu Machlekes means there's a Dyanadika Machlekes that extends to Sfas Agag, but nobody holds from Gerasik. So what might we ask? We might ask, well, why didn't the Gemara mention possibility C? Says the Chazon Ish, no, because possibility C is ridiculous. Basically, they have another machlekes. Well, they only had one machlekes. You want to invent a new machlekes? There's no reason we should invent a new machlekes. So that's very good. But if you learn that the Gemara, in fact, is suggesting that there is a new machlekes, and when the Gemara says Ben Bezu machlekes, it means C, the Gemara really is entertaining. Maybe there's a whole new machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbana, besides the machlekes of Yonatan, that we get from somewhere. So then there's a very glaring problem. And how come the Gemara didn't mention possibility B? Maybe there's only machlekes in Gendin, but maybe the machlekes only in Gendin, and by Gurasik is for sure no good. That's what Rabbi Kreger has to cash. Because Rabbi Kreger assumed that Ben Bezu machlekes means C. Rabbi Kreger assumes it means C. The Chazon Ish assumes it means B. Rabbi Kreger asks, but what happened to B? The Chazon Ish said, no, that's the Gemara. B is the Gemara. He wanted to go with C, so he's ridiculous.
What would B be adding if we had C?
It would add another possibility. But, you know, what did Rav Nachman say? It's just in theory. It's another possibility. And Rav Nachman also be nafkamin al halacha. Because there is nafkamin al halacha between B and C, as we said, if there's no tefach.
No, but case C takes for granted there's no tefach. And case B takes for granted there is a tefach. Right?
But if the Gemara is already busy with C, if Rav Kreger assumes the Gemara means C, we'll see in a minute why Rav Kreger assumes that way. But Rav Kreger assumes the Gemara means C, then there's a machlekes gurasik even if there's no tefach. So the machlekes is, there's a machlekes be'emsa gag, if there's a machlekes be'emsa gag in Gendin, Well, again, the possibilities are there's a machlekes b'emes hagag, but everybody holds from gurasik. There's a possibility that gurasik is a machlekes. But why can't there also be a possibility that nobody holds from gurasik? The Bible does not mean it's different. Nobody holds from gurasik. That itself is an important thing to say, that even Rabbi Yaakov doesn't hold from gurasik. That even Rabbi Yaakov doesn't hold from gurasik. Nafkamina, that even as a gag, Rabbi Yaakov would require a tefach. According to C, Rabbi Yaakov doesn't require a tefach. According to B, Rabbi Yaakov requires a tefach, even as fast as a gag. So that should be said as a separate possibility. This is why the Chazon Ish prefers to say that that there is no possibilities. But Craig says there is a possibility, he reads it into the Gemara. Again, we'll see in a second why Rabbi Yaakov read that one. So the Chor from here, from this Gemara, would seem that the Chazon Ish is right. That Ben Bezu Machlokes means not that there's a Machlokes on two separate issues. There's a Machlokes only in one issue, the issue of Dyaimdin. But the Dyaimdin of Machlokes extends even to Sfasaga. But there's no more, never dawned on it. The Gemara never had the possibility that there should be a double Machlokes. Why should it be double Machlokes? Only one Rabbi Yaakov and another both. That's on the one end. The other hand, when we get to the end of the Gemara about Rav Huna, there the problem is the other way. The Gemara, what happened in the Rav Huna? The Gemara quoted a Braisa that is Machlokes Rav Yaakov and Rabbanan by Eretz. So, we'll solve this. Rav Huna said two things. Two things. He said there's a Machlokes Ben Sagad. No, I'm sorry. He said there's a Machlokes on Sfas Agad. What's that Machlokes about?
Sagadasik.
And then he says, but Be'em Sagar, Dibri HaKol Pseir, Dibri HaKol Pseulam, because nobody holds from Dyaimdin. Those are the two statements of Rabbanan. So the Moris says like this. Here we have a Braisa that says a Machlekes Ba'aretz. The second Braisa says the Machlekes in Ba'aretz, which is the equivalent of Be'em Sagar. So that's for sure that the Rav Huna said that there's no Machlekes about Dyaimdin. That's Yitaisif. We'll put that in the Yitaisif. Because the Rice is the favorite. There is a Machlekes Ben Sagat. The Gemara says, but what about the other thing Rav Huna said? The Machlekes Al Sfas Sagat. That's also Yitaisif. Because here you only see a Machlekes Ba'aretz, which is Ben Sagat. The implication is that the Sfas Sagat there's no Machlekes. Lay Materi Tufter, the Rav Huna Betarte. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. There's a Machlekes by Oretz, but who are then Al Sfas Sagat? And it's totally emsagag to tell for why it's why to talk about emsagag, just for what? But really, who are dealing with machlekes al svasagag? Well, what is this machlekes al svasagag? That has to do with our B and C. This machlekes that we know is the Moshe make the argument both. They have machlekes ben sagag, but also the svasagag. That's very similar to what the Moshe said before. Ben bezu machlekes. And again, what does that mean? Does that mean that they have a joint to of machlekes al svasagag? The same machlokes that Be'em Sagag extends to Sfas Sagag because nobody holds from Gurasik. Or does it mean that no, they have two machlokes and they have a machlokes about Yomdin and they have another machlokes about Sfasag, about they have another machlokes about Gurasik? Well, if it means that they have a Yomdin Dikka machlokes, which just extends to Sfas Sagag, so then it's still not like Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna said they have a machlokes about Sfas Sagag about Gurasik. And now we're saying, yeah, there's a machlekes al svas agag, but it's not about gurasik, it's about yoindin. And it's not even related to galochically, because it has enough communal gabi if you need a tefachana. So it's still against Rav Huna, so Rav Huna is still itoise of betarte. So what do more gain in Rav Huna? What do more salvage? Rav Huna wants to salvage the first statement of Rav Huna. The second part of Rav Huna is no good, shlugged up, but maybe we can salvage the machlekes al svas agag. But yes, there's a machlekes al svas agag. That could still be true, because ben bezu machlekes. But when Rav Huna said machlekes as fas agag, he heard machlekes as fas agag even without a tefach, with gurasik. There's a gurasik to come machlekes. The Braisa says the machlekes is in Dyaimdin. Even if that machlekes extends to fas agag, it's still not the same as Rav Huna. So it must be that ben bezu machlekes means that there's a separate machlekes, not only about Dyaimdin, but they have another machlekes about gurasik. So the chayr from this Gemara is muchuch. That when we say ben bezu machlekes, we mean not just that the dyaimdin dikka machlekes extends to sfas agag. It means that they have two machlekes in there, machlekes in dyaimdin, and then they have another machlekes on sfas agag about gurasik. But then before that was a problem of nothing within Rav Huna. Fine, but lechora make this machlekes lechalak. That we're going to say, but lechora That's the problem over here. With the Gemara by Rav Nachman, and now again by Rav Huna, says and entertains the possibility of Ben Bezu Machlekes. What does that possibility mean? Does it mean a gentleman to Machlekes that extends to Sasagag, but there's no reason to invent a new Machlekes? Or does it mean, yes, we'll invent a new Machlekes? Well, in Rav Nachman, it only seems to mean one thing, and here it seems to mean something else. Rabbi Krager himself, by the way, on this issue, seems to be all over the map. Because Rabbi Krager, it's two different Rabbi Kragers. I mean, same man, but it's two different pieces. The one Rabbi Krager talked about Rabbi Nachman, and he assumed that Ben Bezu Machlekes meant C, that there's a double Machlekes. And he asked, why did Gemara mention possibility B? And there's another Rabbi Krager who talks about Rav Huna, this Gemara about Rav Huna, and he says, the Avada is not a double Machlekes. They only argued about one thing, you can't invent another Machlekes. And he says, and therefore, what does the Gemara mean? Rav Huna still replaces it B'shtayim. So Craig seems to take both positions, and each one he makes a kasha. Like he always takes the position that's contrary to what seems to. But the pshat in Craig is bullshit. Rav Kraga means like this. If you put the two Rav Kragas together, Rav Kraga means like this. In Svara, he thinks that there's no reason. It's hard to imagine that there should be a double machlekes. Rav Yaakov and Rabban argued once. If it takes them to invent, they have some new machlekes about something else. So in Svara, he thinks there should not be a third another machlekes, an extraneous machlekes. Which creates a problem in the Gemara, because the Gemara by Rav Huna, when it says that Rav Huna is salvaged, seems to mean that Ben Bezu Machlekes means that they have a double Machlekes. So Rav Kraga and Svara, that's hard to understand, Sarachian. But on the other hand, Sarachian or not, that's what it says in the end of the Gemara. So the other Rav Kraga says, okay, now let's go back to the Gemara before, back on Nachman. If you see from the end of the Gemara that there's a salvage of the double Machlekes, then that's what it means, Ben Bezu Machlekes, then that's possibility C. How come the Gemara by Rav Nachman didn't mention possibility B? That's the Chesmen of Rav Kraga. Rav Kraga is like, he says, one way or another, the Gemara is problematic. In Svara, he doesn't understand the end of the Gemara. But whether he understands it or not, that's what it says in the end of the Gemara, that they have a double machlekes. How come there are not going to have three possibilities?
I'm not sure I understand, because the inner Huda, it's not hard at all to say that the Gemara is talking about two things.
Oh,
are we
already
told
that Machlekes Vasa Gag? Very good. That's what I want to say. I think there's a Pasha dance here. It's a surprising thing that the Rabbi Krager remains with Sarachi and all these issues. The Chazanish also really grapples with these issues. The Chazanish learns this Gemara, the Gemara by Rav Nachman, he says there's no possibility to have a double Machlekes. And then the Gemara by Rav Huna being a Taisa Vatarta, he has a Gush with the Kipshat. So the Gemara means to say, I don't think I'm going to tell you, this is a Gush with the Kipshat. That the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Lame Tevi Kyut with Rav Huna Vatarta, it doesn't mean that he shlugged up both Bem Tzadag and Al Svastaka. It means something else. It means that's for sure that Rav Huna is replaced in the Lumpus. Because Rav Huna said the Machlekes in Gurasik, and you see the Machlekes is in Jyengen and only in Jyengen. But the more is Leibet here, we took to the Tiyuv to the Rav Huna Betarte, that maybe besides the Lumpus of Tiyuv to Rav Huna, maybe there's also Tiyuv to him a Halacha Lemaisa. Because Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Huna holds that Sfas Agag is no good because we pass it like the Rabbanon. And the Bais is Meduyik, the Sfas Agag is good because of Gurasik. The Gemara says, no, maybe Ben Bezu Machlekes, and nobody holds him Gerasik. So Meila, Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Huna's not a Tosef. The Tarte is not the Rebbe. You know, probably it's not so important. But, I mean, it's a Chazanish, but it's a Tosef. He says, the Tarte doesn't mean what we think it means. The Tarte doesn't mean that Rav Huna's a Tosef. Hoshtrat and the Tarte means what it says. The Tarte means he's a Tosef on the Emsagag part, but is he a Tosef on the Sasagag part? Chazanish said, no, Tarte means something else. Is he toisiv? He's certainly toisiv in the havon of the machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon, because he learned it's a gerasik dika machlekes and it's really only a jen dika machlekes. But lemetei b'tiyuv to betarti that in the halacha lemaisa svasagag should be having tiyuv, because what does Rav Huna hold halacha lemaisa svasagag? He holds machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon. In which case, what's the halacha lemaisa? It is no good. And here it's meduyev that al svasagag l'kuli alma it's kosher. Everything gerasik, but halacha lemaisa it's meduyev that it's kosher. So lemetei b'tiyuv to in the halacha lemaisa. Much no, the halacha lemaisa could be there if one is still right. The svasagag halacha lemaisa is no good because the machlekes of Yemen is ben svasagag ben em sagag, and nobody holds from gerasik, and that's like Rav Huna halacha lemaisa, not like Rav Huna mundus, because Rav Huna holds gerasik and machlekes tanoim. Now it comes out that nobody holds from gerasik, but in the bottom line, it's still the same as Rav Huna. So that's it's a different kind of tactic. But anyway, both the Chazanish and Rabbi Krager, they're grappling with this problem. But I think it could be a pashut answer. This is what you're saying. That the difference is that here we're talking about Rav Nachman, and here we're talking about Rav Huna, and it's not the same. And it's not the same for the following reason. We have two brises. The Reis in number one is talking about a Gag. Even though, again, the Reis itself, the way we have it in the Gemara, doesn't mention the word Gag, but the whole Gemara takes for granted that Reis is talking about a Gag. Let's assume the Gemara knew that Reis is talking about a Gag. Maybe we had the whole Reis that would say Gag. Then we have a second Reis that's talking about Oretz. The second Reis that's talking about Oretz is for sure genuinely Machlekes, because it's Oretz, Bem said Gag, a lot of Machlekes in Genuin. The first Reis, what is it talking about? Is it a Machlekes in Genuin, a Machlekes in Kudasik? That's the debate between Rabbuna and Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, the first Braisa is also talking about Emzara Gag. And it's a Machlekes in Genuin. According to Rav Nachman, the two Braisas are exactly the same. They're both the Machlekes about Genuin. And therefore, according to Rav Nachman, does it make sense that there should be another Machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabbuna about Kudasik? Where would it come from? We know that the Machlekes about Gendon. Kudasik? They never argued about Kudasik. Why should we invent it? The Machlekes of Yaakov and Rabbanan about Kudasik. We may not sure with that. We may not know what the halacha is by Kudasik. Maybe everybody holds it's good. Maybe he holds it is no good. But there's no reason to think that's the subject of the Machlekes of Yaakov and Rabbanan. There's no peg on which to hang such a Machlekes. Because in both prices, they're arguing about Gendon. Mechit Tesil Lahamsi that they had another Machlekes about Kudasik. And that's why the Gemara in Rav Nachman only has two tzadim. Because C is not a tzad. It's two sort of. Either everybody holds from Gudasik, or everybody doesn't hold from Gudasik, but it's not a Machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Therefore, when we're talking to Rav Nachman and we say Ben Bezu Machlekes, what we have to mean is that the Ben Bezu is a Machlekes about Yomdin. That Yomdin extends to Sfas Agag because nobody holds from Gudasik. But not that there's a double Machlekes in Lumbus. There's only one Brisa to go around, one Machlekes to go around. The Machlekes in both Brises is the same Machlekes, it's the same Brisa basically. I mean, it's the same idea. Machlekes in Yomdin. How can you invent a new Machlekes between the Yaakov and the Rabbanon? So in the Rav Nachman part of the Gemara of Vada, there's only two possibilities. Everybody holds from Gudasik, nobody holds from Gudasik. There's no double Machlekes of Yaakov and the Rabbanon. On the other hand, we get to Rav Huna learns that the Braisa number one is talking about Al-Sfas Agag. Rav Huna also said that there is no Machlekes Bem Sagag, and that's replaced because in Braisa number two we have a Machlekes Bem Sagag. So that part of Rav Huna is replaced. But what still remains, that's what it says, Rabbuna is not a place of entirety. What still remains is that the first price is talking about Sfas Agag. And the first price is presenting Machlekes of Yaakov and Rabbanan about Sfas Agag, and Machlekes of Yaakov. The second price is Kurum and Emsagag. Emsagag and Machlekes of Yaakov. According to Rabbuna, now again, we're not sure, Rabbuna might be place of in both things. Rabbuna might be place of altogether. And maybe related to Rabbuna Batarti, and maybe Rabbuna is wrong, and Rabbuna was 100% right, and both prices conflate to being the same thing. But if Rabbuna is not a place of Batarti, then we really have two prices. We have a price where they have a Machlekes on Sfas Agag, and we have another price where they have a Machlekes about the Emzah God. According to Rabbuna, there's taka a real possibility that Rav Yaakov and the Rabbuna might have a double Machlekes, a Machlekes about Gerasik, and a Machlekes about Yoimlin. And now already in Rabbuna, you can't say, they're going to make up a new Machlekes. There's only one Rav Yaakov and the Rabbuna. There's only one Machlekes Rav Yaakov and the Rabbuna. It's not true. There's two Machlekes in Rav Yaakov and the Rabbuna because we have two Braises. And according to Rabbuna, again, according to Rabbuna, Braise number one is talking about Sfas Agag. As Rabbuna said, Machlekes on Sfas Agag. And the Gemara is trying to salvage that part of Rabbuna. That's still true, Machlekes on Sfas Agag. The other Braise has a Machlekes Bem Sagag. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbuna is still right. That's what the Gemara means. Lema, that it's only to Yuftu Rabbuna in one thing. Rabbuna is wrong when he said that there's no Machlekes Bem Sagag. We have a Braise that produces a Machlekes Bem Sagag. But maybe Rabbuna could still be salvaged in what he said, that there's a Machlekes also Al Sfas Agag. And it's a Ben Bezu, Ben Bezu Machlekes. In Rav Huna, when he said Ben Bezu, Ben Bezu Machlekes, we mean the two Braises are talking about two different Machlekes. Braise number one is Sfas Agag, Braise number two is Emes Agag. That might really mean two different Machlekes and two different issues. So Mela, the words Ben Bezu Machlekes mean something different when we're talking about Rav Nachman and when we're talking about Rav Huna. If it's a derech merubach, it'll solve all this issue there. The chaznish we're grappling with. I think that's a derech merubach in the Gemara. It's a hell of a good if they don't say it. But I do think that I have a tana de Messiah to this distinction, and that's the Rav Avraham Menachai. Rav Avraham Menachai is busy with a different question, which is interesting.
I don't see
how you're
shining the dress. I didn't see everything.
Rabbi Nachman has a different issue. Let's step away from these calculations. He has the following question in the mind. The Brisa says that there's a machlokes by Oris, the Em Sagat. Let's go through the steps a little more. The Gemara, the last part of the Gemara, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, Brisa number two, that there's a machlokes by Oris. The Gemara thinks that that implies but Al-Sfas-Agag, the Riyakal is what?
Share.
The deal being that if they argued Al-Sfas-Agag also, then it should have talked about Sfas-Agag and tell me Kaychid the Rabban. And if that's the case, the Gemara says, it's a Tiyufta, and what? And what Rav Huna said, Allah Shalom Rav Huna, the Asfas Agag, Dibri HaKoyl, Mashal Rav Huna, that Asfas Agag in Machlekes. Asfas Agag in Machlekes. Here you see Asfas Agag as a Shere for sure. Gemara is Doreche, and then Gemara says no. Fliege, what's the Gemara? Ben Bezeh, Ben Bezeh. Ben Bezeh, Ben Bezeh, Machlokes. And it's telling me correctly the Rabbi Yaakov. In which case, so where Rav Huna is going to place it, we could be Mekayim, Efshe Mekayim, Masha Amar Rav Huna, Yasfas Agag Machlokes. That's the Gemara. Ask Rav Huna how. The Gemara is busy with Rav Huna. Can you infer with from the right there, Rav Huna, as he placed the Tate? Or can we salvage the second part of Rav Huna and so on? How come the Lord doesn't mention that this same discussion of whether the Brice implies that Sfasagag is Divya Kol Kshayra, or whether there's no such implication and maybe the Zemachlik is also a Sfasagag, that same back and forth is relevant to another issue. It's not only relevant to Rav Huna, it's also relevant to what?
To
Rav Nachman, to the Suffolk, to the Taker that we had before in Rav Nachman. Before Rav Nachman, remember the Gemara, the Suffolk in Rav Nachman, what was the Baya? We had a Baya, according to Rav Nachman, does Rav Nachman say? Does Rav Nachman say? Machlokes beemtza agag. Who had in alsfas agag? Or what's the other possibility? Alsfas agag dibre hakol shero. And Gemara had a take on that. Those two possibilities are exactly the two possibilities that we're talking about now in the Tiyufta de Rav Huna. If the Brice implies El Sfas Agag de Be'afel Kshayro, then we can have Korea that when Rav Nachman said Ben Sagag Machlekes, it means that de Be'afel Kshayro. I'm going to reverse the order. So we'll see the correspondence. We had a suffix in Rav Nachman, it's Al Sfas Agag. Give me a Kol Kshayra, or Lekuli Alma, or is it a Machlokes? Where's the take? Well, that exactly corresponds to these two possibilities. If the Brice is Mashmal, Al Sfas Agag, give me a Kol Kshayra, so not only is it a Tufta Rav Huna, but it's also a Hachara that when Rav Nachman said Machlokes Ben Sagag, but on Sfas Agag, give me a Kol Kshayra. And then when the word is derech, no, not necessarily, maybe ben mizeh machlekes, that restores the teku. So why do we want to speak that out? Why is it more busy with Rav Huna? Well, the Gemara should have the same shakla v'tayr that had in Rabbuna, maybe. Is he placed it? He's not placed it. The same shakla v'tayr should also be brought to bear on the tekur of Nachum. Nothing more doesn't talk about. Yeah, I guess the Moli, the Rav, we'll see in a second what Rav Ben Ahar says, but I guess the Moli of Rav Ben Ahar, I would say, yeah, that's also included in what the Gemara has to say. The Gemara talks about the Yutta Rav Ben Ahar, but who I didn't? When we think it's a Yutta Rav Ben Ahar, they would also be after on the Tekum. When we do it, it's not a Yutta Rav Ben Ahar, then we restore the Tekum. So the Gemara talks about Rav Ben Ahar, who I didn't or not. Rav Ben Ahar says differently. It's very obscure what he says. Yeah, I'm not going to need a question. Anybody have another Rav Ben Ahar? Hi Meisvei starts off, who b'mokim toshma. This is the Gemara of Pamuk. Even the Gemara launches into this with the Loshen Meisvei, which sounds like it's only a wasting an Avuna. It's really, it's a kind of toshma, because it's not only a tzufa der Avuna, it's not only a kashin Avuna, but it's also a hachra in the suffix of the table. And a tak hachra in the suffix of the table. Why is Loshen Meisvei? Well, he used Lashon Meisvei, he said, because we had a double kashya Rav Huna. First, we mamish shlug Rav Huna up out of the water. The first part of Rav Huna, first we mamish destroy Rav Huna, which we're not sure about the tarkli, but the chod Rav Huna is for sure destroyed. So that takes priority. It's not just a chod, it's Rav Huna's, we're making a tiyuv to Rav Huna. So that's where we use Lashon Meisvei. But really, the Meisvei also includes that there's also a Tashmavi. There's also, well, it's talking relevant to Rav Nachman too. He said, but me'ida chushi dem actually, you know, from the layman, you have the zufti rabbuna b'tate, from this piece, in a chenami, misbara hai baya de baya under Rav Nachman, taka v'achro in the teku of Rav Nachman. This is so far so good. He's saying in a chenami, the meisvei is not only a meisvei, it's a toshma also, and it's taka relevant to Rav Nachman as well. So he would have just stopped here, so nothing so major, would be so major to us. So he goes on, he says, about Rav Huna, once it's hooked after, but we can't shoot the shepherd, so it's not possible. My sir, when it gets out of the field, the battalion. That's this part. But when it gets out of it, that can say that. And he said like this, he says, Umi lo chazinon, hod the comer of Nachum HaKlegis be'em sagar, gaval tzfas akol divi akol kog. Hod the comer of Nachum HaKlegis be'em sagar means aval tzfas akol divi akol kshayar. The nothing to tie for us. The Alma Tilu Rabbanu Moed in the Chis. It's not what I want. Because so how come the Moed say the Feirish? Tishu Minol Rav Nachman. He said there at the Vade Le Rav Nachman. Hoyul Vukum Lutul Tayu the Pligi Begad. No, if you have Rabbanu Moed, this would be a good time to pull it out. You don't have it, okay. The Vadil of Nachman Pelah Beukum with Lukai the Pligi of Em Sagar, the Ashkach and the Pligi Biduch Dachrine Baaretz, Vaday Dafka Koma. Says that it's Rav Nachman. He said there really is Achron in Yiftah. There really is Achron. I'll tell you outside what he says first, more or less, and then we'll see it inside, and then we'll try to figure out what he's talking about. Basically, he says in Rav Huna is a back and forth. First, the Gemara thinks that there's a Tiyufta B'Tarte, a second Tiyufta. And the Gemara is doich and no to you. And that's the arichus from the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't capture that whole back and forth in terms of Rav Huna, not in terms of Rav Nachman, because in Rav Nachman there's no back and forth. In Rav Nachman it's a one punch, not that. Rav Nachman taka we have achal, it stops here. It's meduyik in the brisa that al sfas agar give achal share. End of story, Rav Nachman is achal on the table. I cannot take anymore. We give mechriya, we have a good deal. Since the machlokes is ba'aretz, which is ba'em sagag, it's takin meduyik that al sfas agag divi hakol sheir. End of story. There's no more taking. You tip the scale to one side of the table. In Rav Huna, there's a comeback. Maybe it's not meduyik. Maybe ben mizel ben mizel machlokes. But in Rav Nachman, there's no comeback. There's no sign in Rav Nachman that ben mizel machlokes. The difference is in Rav Nachman, we have to remain. That's what Gemara talks to hold. The back and forth is in Rav Huna, because in Rav Huna is a back and forth. In Rav Nachman, there's just the fourth without a back, or just the back without a back. It just goes one way. There's Acha and the story. And he said, that's the Pshat Rabba, that's why the Rama Paskin's Chorus of Tekel should be a Sultan. Why the Rama Paskin the Kulu, the Tzvasa Gagas Kshere? So the other Rishonim say, you know, not the Rama, didn't get in the Gemara. Rav Ben Ahar says, no, the Rama saw that in this Gemara, Rav Nachman, we saw it with Tekel, but really now we have Acha. Toshma, and then we have the hachro, then the machlokes is the emes agag and alas vas agag. That's what Rav Ram says. He says a little more, we'll see in a second, in how he elaborates it. But it's very hard to understand what it, obviously it's very challenging to understand what he's talking about. The same back and forth, the Yad and Rav Huna, you have back and forth in Rav Nachman as well. The same way in Rav Nachman, same way in Rav Huna, first we thought maybe there's a diak called Svasagag de Berkel Kshayer, and then we said, no, it's not a diak, maybe it's for the Yachav Kshayer de Berkel. So the same thing, the same back and forth that you have in Rav Huna, we'll have in Rav Nachman as well. If it's Meduya called Svasagag de Berkel Kshayer, then we can make in the Teku. But if there's a possibility that Ben Bezu Machlaik is the Yachav Kshayer de Berkel, then that's also possible, and then we don't have Achra on the Teku. Why does he think that in Rav Huna there's a back and forth, there's a comeback, but in Rav Nachman there's no comeback? So he tells us, it's not so clear what he's telling us. So he says, a little bit Meshubash also, so that compounds the problem. So he says, because according to Rav Nachman, he says, since Rav Nachman holds that the Machlekes is Ben Sagag, and we find another Reiser that they also argue, Beduch Nachamino, that they argue Ba'aretz, Vade Dafka Ka'amah, that it's only Ba'aretz. Aval Rav Huna, the Ukum Pluktayu, the Gavshusha Sagag, the Gavshusha doesn't make any sense, so there's something which is here. But according to Rav Huna, who said the Machlekes is the Sfasagag, I think is what it's supposed to say. The Ukum Lipluptayo, Sfasagag, the Leplii Ba'aretz, the Machlekes in the Braisu, at least the first Braisu, is not Ba'aretz, it's Bagag and Sfasagag. Mi Lema the Oretzu, should we say that no, he's wrong, the Machlekes is Ba'aretz, the Kashli Nami Achkoshio, the Dochi, the Holy Havi Kashli, the Matsina Le Meimar, but the Yachav Kaykha Deb Yachav Noka Doritz, Shukum Ayem Sagag. I think what he's saying, maybe the details still need to be worked out, but I think what he's saying basically is along the lines we're saying before. According to Rav Nachman, the first Brisa is talking about Em Sagag. It's a Machlokes in general. The only sort that we might have, and since the Machlokes is in general, and the second Brisa is also only Machlokes in general. So the whole machlokes of Yaakov and Rabbanan is only in the Yonim. There's no mokhem, as I said before, there's no svara, there's no peg on which to hang, but there's some other machlokes about Kudasa. Why do they only have a Yonim with machlokes? The suffix that we have in Rav Nachman is, regarding the Yonim with machlokes, was the Yonim with machlokes said only by Em Sagag, but it's moot al Sfasagag because you have Kudasa Kukuli Alma. Or maybe there's no Kudasa Kukuli Alma, and then the machlokes of Yonim then extends even to Sfasagag. Those are the two possibilities in Rav Nachman. But kach lekach, the only machlekes of Yaakov and Rabban is only going to be about Yom. So that's the case. Says a Roman Ahar. That suffered with mechiyah from the Brisa. Because since the Brisa chose to talk about a space in Oretz that doesn't have a suffer, it doesn't even have good asset. Why did it choose to talk about a space that doesn't have good asset? It should have talked about a space that has good asset. Like a god, and said that there's a machlokes of Yom Din, and then maybe we can make explicit, or we'll understand that the machlokes is everywhere in the god. Em Sagag, al Sfasagag. From the fact that the Brisa shows the token of a place that doesn't even have a Sfasagag, it's meduyik that the machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanan has no relevance except for Em Sagag. The Sfasagag is irrelevant because Mekul Yom is saying us. And that's our chesed is Bari Dachkam, according to Rav Nachman. Since Rav Nachman says the first Brisa is talking about Emsagag, now that might be lav dafka, maybe it extends to the Sfasagag. But the Machlokes is basically the Emsagag, it might extend to Sfasagag, it might not. But the second Brisa talks about a space that doesn't even have a Sfasagag. So Bavi Dafka Kamer. So that's the hachro that. That's a simple achor, not the achor that Gemara makes in Rafuna. That's a simple achor that Bavi Dafka Omar, and the fact that the second Baisa chooses to talk about a place where all you have is an emsagag and there is no sofa, because the orish just goes on forever, so there's no sfas orish. So that's a raya that the machlekes, Rav Yaakov and Rabban, the yonadik machlekes is only relevant for emsagag. It's not relevant to sfas agag, because on sfas agag, the kuli almi is ingurasi. That's the achro for the sofa of Nachman. And that remains true of us. That's not even part of the back and forth in the Gemara. That's a pasuk d'achor. That's the vada d'afikom. That's the lashon of a Roman half. He says that according to Nachman, vada le Nachman, hoyel v'ukim l'tulpay v'pligi begag be'emsaga. Since the first vice is talking about be'emsaga, and it's a machlekes in Gondim, and the only topic is how far does it go? Does it go to the svasagag or not? Be'ashkechen the pligi v'duch d'achrinu ba'aretz, and in the other vice they limit it. They talk about aretz, which seem to have a sofa. So that is dafka kamer. So you see that emsagag is dafka emsagag, and it's not. We're really not talking about svas agag, because if we really want to talk about svas agag, we would have talked about a gag and talked about the whole gag. We talked about oretz because svas agag is irrelevant. Mashenken according to Rav Huna, that raya doesn't work at all, because according to Rav Huna, there's two brises. There's a brise of svas agag, and there's a brise of oretz, which is emsagag. So according to Rav Huna, the revised Rav Huna, they have to read the first Yitaisim. According to the revised Rav Huna, we have two machlekes in. We could very well have two. We have a machlekes of svas agag. That's the grasik to come machlekes. Then the second Bryce wants to talk about a machlekes in Yomdin. So a lot of the second Bryce talked about Oretz. It didn't talk about God because it wants to tell me the machlekes of Yomdin. Yomdin is only the emtsa gag. When you get to the edge of the gag, you have the other machlekes about grasik. So this pushes this direct proof that we had in Rav Nachman. Why did the Baisa talk about Oretz, where you don't have a Sfas Agag? Talk about a Gag, where you have a Sfas Agag. According to Rav Huna, that doesn't start at all. According to Rav Huna, of course the Baisa talks about Emtsa Agag, because Sfas Agag is a different Machlekes. Sfas Agag is a Machlekes in Gurasik, Emtsa Agag is a Machlekes about Yoimdin. So the Gemara, the second Baisa, talks about Oretz, because it's talking about the Yoimdin Dika Machlekes, and it's not addressing the Gurasik Dika Machlekes. So in Rav Huna, we understand very clearly why the second Baisa talks about Oretz, a space that doesn't have a sofa. For the aforementioned reason, because the svas agag have a definition. So what does the Gemara make of diyuk? The Gemara does have a diyuk in Rav Huna. The Gemara in Rav Huna has a different diyuk, a more limited diyuk. The Gemara's diyuk in Rav Huna is, even if the Braisa wants to tell me, we have two Braisas, and they're telling me two different machlokes, and one al svas agag and one ben agag, but from the perspective of the Rabbanon, I could tell me both machlokes in one case. I could just have a Braisa but svas agag. And say the Rabban and Pasul. And I know everything. I know the Rabban don't hold from Gerasik. I know the Rabban don't hold from Gerendin. So why have two Braises? One talks about Sfasik, one talks about Gerasik, and the other talks about Gerendin. Have one Braise, one case, Sfasagag, and the Rabban will say that it's no good. And from that one case, they'll be able to extrapolate what the Rabban hold about both issues. The Rabban are naysayers to everything. They don't hold from Gerasik, they don't hold from Gerendin. Sfasagag is no good. So why even have a Braise about Oris? That's the worst question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, you're telling me there's a machlekes on svas agag also. So let them just tell me svas agag. From svas agag, I can extrapolate everything the Rabbanon hold. And that, the Gemara answers, yeah, very nice. You can extrapolate everything the Rabbanon hold, but you still won't know everything that the Rabbi Yaakov holds. Because if you only talk about svas agag, I'll know that Rabbi Yaakov holds from Gerasik, but I won't know that he also holds from Yomdin. So I need to have another brice about emsagag to tell me that there's not only, I can tell, according to the Rabbanon, I can get from svas agag, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, I need emsagag. That's the back and forth in Rav Huna. That's a technical back and forth. It's a very limited diak in the first place. The diak was, say svas agag alone, from there we'll extrapolate the whole Rabbanu. The answer is, yeah, but we won't be able to extrapolate the whole Rabbanu. That's the Rav Huna diak back and forth. But in the Rav Nachman, there's a pashat achos, as the Rav Huna. According to Rav Nachman, there's for sure no machlekes about Gerasik. You can't make up a new machlekes about Gerasik. There's only one machlekes about Yaakov and Rabbanu. There's a machlekes about Yomdin and Yomdin only. And the shaila is, where is that machlekes? Is the locus of that machlekes by emsagag? It's not relevant to svas agag. Or is it relevant to svas agag as well? So for that, we have a pashat achra. If the machlekes was relevant to svas agag, the second vayishes would have talked about a gag that has a sofa. So it could have told me that you have a machlekes ben ben svas agag ben svas agag. From the fact that it tells me that it chooses to talk about a case that doesn't even have a svas agag, we see that the machlekes of Yomdin is only ben svas agag and not a svas agag, and that he holds is the achra of the sofa girl. I think that's the pshat in the Roman. It's very geshmak in the losh. A kapanim, you see in Rav Maharal also, pointed to the reason why I'm going through this, side factor that's interesting is maybe from Pshat and Rambam, but you see that he also had this Nekudah you see in Rambam and Rambam. It's a different Chesbun. But you say the same Nekudah that he also the same word. That in Rav Huna, in Rav Nachman, there's no welcome to make up two Machlaikas. Because both Brises are about the end. Chesbun and other Machlaikas are about Gerasik. But in Rav Huna, there are two Brises. Rav Huna Bosser, the second Rav Huna, the revised Rav Huna. We really have two biases. One's Bam Sagag, one's Bas Sagag. Then there really is a welcome to say that there could be a Machlek is both about the Yendin and about the Dasa. And that's the same solution that we use to solve the problems of the Chazmishna Rikayu Bezu. So when the Moses says Ben Bezu, Bezu, Ben Bezu, and Rav Nachman, it seems to mean that there's a Yendin Dikam Machlekis, even on Bas Sagag. And when it said Ben Bezu, Ben Bezu, in Apuno, it seems to mean that there's a Machlekis in the Yendin and another Machlekis in Gurasik. Because it's not the same Rav Nachman. So the plan is like this. This should be basically finished. Maybe I'll have one little hour tomorrow. So I want to go to the next sugya. So the next sugya, basically, I want you to do Gemara Rashi all the way till Hey Amud Beis, till the bottom of the Amud. That's really one sugya. We'll walk through the sugya Gemara Rashi. That's the first thing we'll talk about, just the basics, the issue of Mechitza and Hadin Asar Tochim, just the Pshatam and the Gemara, there's some issues here. And then we'll go back and we'll do the Taisus. All the Taisus in our peripheral. You know, there's a Taisus about the Misgeres of the Shulchan, there's a Taisus about the Tzitz, and there's a Taisus about the Fasta Mubalek to Fasta, all kinds of side issues. So those issues will deal separately. But first we'll read those Taisus and go through. I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time. But first let's go through the Gemara. All the Taisus in it are not I've got side issues. So we're going to get just the Gemara itself. Just to swallow in one fell swoop. We'll read through the whole Gemara. Pretty straightforward Gemara. Some of the issues are not so straightforward, but the Gemara itself is very straightforward. So we'll do the Gemara Rashi itself tomorrow. The whole thing till Hay and Beis, till the bottom. Talk about it a little bit. And then we'll go back and we'll do the Taisus. There's another complication is that next week I'm out of town Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm not quite sure what to do. I think Sunday I'm not going to say Shia. Monday and Tuesday, I'm deciding what to do. So I try to Skype it or. I'm not sure. I have a few possibilities in mind. I'm not going to. It'll be something Monday, Tuesday, but I have to be somewhere. So, okay, it'll be to be announced. Sunday for sure. I'm not going to say Shira. I'm not going to try to find something else. Monday and Tuesday. Let's see if I should Skype it or maybe something.